How shall integrity face oppression?
Inmate number 38338-044. That's how the CIA whistleblower Jeffrey Sterling is identified at the Colorado Federal Correctional Facility. Sterling was convicted of 7 counts of espionage on January 26, 2015. He's serving a 3.5-year sentence.
Jeffrey Sterling is a whistleblower.
Norman Solomon is executive director with the Institute for Public Accuracy.
He's a whistleblower because, as all of the testimony from all sides made clear at the trial a year ago, he quite properly, through legal channels, went to the Senate Intelligence Committee staff in early 2003 to voice concerns about the CIA's botched Operation Merlin.
It fed misinformation about nuclear weapon design from a Russian recruit to Iran. This was under Bill Clinton, then under George W. Bush. One chapter of the New York Times intelligence correspondent James Risen's book, State of War, deals with Merlin. It was written back in 2006. In it, he writes that the CIA chose a Russian nuclear scientist who defected to provide deliberately flawed nuclear warhead blueprints to Iranian officials in February of 2000. He describes the operation as a mismanaged, potentially reckless mission, which may have inadvertently aided the Iranian nuclear program. Repeated attempts by the federal government to get Risen, the New York Times reporter, to reveal his source failed.
Punishing whistleblowers is a backdoor way of squelching the free press.
Jesselyn Radak is director of WHISPR. It's the Whistleblower and Source Protection Program at Expose Facts, which is part of the Institute for Public Accuracy.
The Justice Department used subpoenaing a reporter, Jim Risen, to dangle a sword of Damocles over Sterling's head for years and argued vociferously against any sort of legally protected reporter-source privilege. In these attacks on the press, the two often forgotten victims are the whistleblowers like Jeffrey Sterling.
Last week, Sterling supporters marched to the White House. They delivered a petition from Change.org and Roots Action. It's titled Pardon for Jeffrey. More than 150,000 signatures are demanding the release of Jeffrey Sterling. Dr. Cornel West was among those who delivered the petition.
My dear brother Jeffrey Sterling is a man of integrity, of honesty, of decency, and of virtue. And he's dealing with oppression and deception and insult and brute force.
West says Sterling is paying the price of arbitrary power, that his case is historic.
Never in the history of this nation has there been a black person who had the courage to fight racial discrimination against the CIA. Never in the history of this nation has there been a black man in the White House that would allow him to go to jail unjustly. Two black men, one in power, one dealing with the arbitrary uses of power of that black president. Shame on you, President Obama, to violate the rich tradition and legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer, Martin King, and W.B. Du Bois, and a host of others. All our dear brother Jeffrey Sterling wants is justice, to be treated fairly, for us to be able to see publicly his innocence and his ability to flower and flourish.
The truth has to come out.
Jeffrey Sterling's wife, Holly Sterling, spearheaded the petition to free her husband.
People know, 150 plus counting people know, who've never met my husband, who never will meet my husband, know that this was wrong, that he did not do anything, and that he is innocent, and he has always been innocent. Did he talk to James Risen? Yes. James Risen was a person and the only person that actually wrote an article about Jeffrey's discrimination case. That has never, ever not been disclosed. They did talk about that. Did Jeffrey disclose confidential information? Absolutely not. Did Jeffrey go and speak to the appropriate channels because he was in fear of our country and what would happen? Absolutely. Those things are true. Is he a whistleblower? Yes, he is.
Radak says using the Espionage Act against a whistleblower is grossly unfair. She says the Justice Department has used the antiquated act as a bludgeon to threaten, silence, and imprison whistleblowers for alleged mishandling of classified information.
Meanwhile, powerful, politically connected individuals accused of the same conduct receive a slap on the wrist or no punishment at all. Some even run for president of the United States.
I have, lastly, a message from Jeffrey that he wanted to have me share with everyone here today. Every day, I ask why I'm forcibly separated from my wife, Holly, our family and friends. Why am I in prison? I know the answer because it was born out of who I am today and who I have always been. The answer to my daily question is because through the years, I said no to discrimination at the CIA. I said no to government intimidation and retaliation. I said no to compromising my principles by pleading to a crime I did not commit. All the while, I was saying yes to doing the right thing, not only for myself, but also for my country. I took a stand and followed the rules. For this, I was targeted and summarily finished. Throughout, I have thought I stood alone. I have learned differently. While I have been invisible to many, many more here in this country and throughout the world have expressed solidarity with me and the cause of justice or the struggles I have endured. Their undying support and encouragement, along with that of my incredible wife, Holly, inspires me to continue fighting.
If you agree that blowing the whistle on government recklessness is a public service, not a crime, you can sign on to the petition to free Jeffrey Sterling. It's at change.org and at rootsaction.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.